wine and the glass. They have an intriguing love affair. The wine needs the glass to frame it, to house it. And the glass, without the wine, well, it's just an empty glass. But when it gets right down to it, it's all about the wine. Although I've seen some mighty snazzy glasses in my day. But without the vino, it's not much more than a pretty ornament without purpose or function. Picture for this moment the wine representing those things in your life of eternal value, such as love, hope, joy, laughter, empathy, peace, God. These make life worth living. Would you agree? I mean, without them, life would be somewhat pointless. Now, the glass, on the other hand, represents things in your life that hold and frame and house those eternal parts. The wine glass might represent your house, your car, your clothes, your money, your toys. Glass elements in life are empty without the wine elements. Perspective is staying clear on what parts of your life are glass and what parts are the wine. Those toys are frames that hold the wine, representing the laughter and connections that you experience with your family and friends. That big fancy house can be like a big old empty glass until you fill it with the wine of love and sharing. No matter how impressive the pillars and the trim, without love, it's a shell. It's an empty glass. Your job or your career, it can feel quite hollow until you fill it with contribution and giving of yourself and service. Oh, and that $20 bill that's in your pocket, it's only glass. You see, it turns into wine when you give it away to that fella standing in the corner, hungry for his next meal, or when you turn it into something of true value. Even church can be an empty glass until it's filled with praise and worship for the one who made us. I tell you, the next time you pour up a glass of brew or a cup of coffee, remember what's truly important in your life and which things are mere frames to house it all. Those glass items in life are here to enjoy, not to be your source of joy. Keep things in perspective. Give more effort and energy to creating finer wine. Remember, no matter how fancy or tall or expensive or decorative your glass is, filling it with cheap wine, it tastes a bit empty. And yet a fine, mature wine, tell you what, it can be quite satisfying in a red Solo cup.
I know that.
Finding your joy in those glass objects will keep you perpetually searching for the next joy fix. You see, they offer temporary pleasure, but anchoring yourself in God, in love, in service, well, now you're going to fill your soul with riches money cannot buy. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.